Hello, everybody, and welcome to our special call that we're having today. We call it Roadmap to Unstoppable Health, and it's basically helping you guys to get clear on your roadmap. Now, that said, it's really just the name of the call. We can use it however each of you wants to use it. But I do want to review a little bit about our roadmap and how you can start to fill it in so you can actually use it as a guide. You all got it. Yay. I see Diana has it there. Yay. Perfect. So it's how do we fill that in and how do you actually use that to keep you motivated? Now, for some people, you're just intrinsically motivated and you just do what you need to do. For others, you know, having this kind of gentle reminder of like Jeannie had said on a call a couple of days ago was she met with Lynn and Lynn helped her to just actually map it out day by day. These are the things that I need to be doing because it's easy to forget about them and then, you know, oh yeah, I forgot I was wanting to do exercise yesterday and I just didn't make the cut or what happened to meditation and all that. So it's all about really following through. And do you have yours filled in? It's hard to read. No, not yet. Okay. Yeah. I'll pull it up on the screen so we can see it a little bit better, but it's basically, there's two sides to it and you should have gotten, you've got a digital version that you can print out on regular paper, but we gave you a big, you know, 11 by 17 there. Jeannie has hers too. Yeah. And a nice little form and you should have gotten that in the mail. Hopefully those of you out of the country got it too. I have no idea how long it takes to ship something to England or Germany or wherever some of you guys are, but it really is, it's a useful tool. And after a while you'll get it, things will be habits, but sometimes when you're starting new things, it's just, did I get my 4 cups of greens today? Wow, I only got 3 cups of greens. Let me go, you know, have some kale or eat some kale chips or drink some smoothie or whatever. So it just gives you an idea. And it, that all said, it's not like you got to get obsessive compulsive about it. Oh my gosh, I only had 2 ounces of whatever today and not 3 and it's 11 o'clock at night. Don't compromise your sleep by trying to squeeze in your last dose of whatever the heck it is. It's just a matter of a guideline. And you go, oh yeah, tomorrow I'll try to get more of it. And it was laid out kind of generically and you guys can map out that one side that has the check boxes for you. Like some of the stuff doesn't apply, cross them out. Some additional stuff that you think is important for you, you add it to it. So what I want to do is take a little bit of time at the beginning and just go through and review that with you and how you can use it and give you an opportunity. If you do have yours printed out and you want to write on it, you can write on it and add some stuff. If you don't have it printed out, no big deal. Just take some paper and, you know, jot down the topics and just some ideas of what you're going to want to fill in there. And again, it's just a guideline. I don't want it to add to your overwhelm, right? I don't want it to be like, oh, just one more thing to do. I want to use it as a tool to help you to be able to stay in alignment with your goals and your mission, which is on one side, and then some of the obstacles that you're trying to get away, which we have in the middle, and then your starting point on the other end. So I'll go ahead and pull that up. And then once we do that, then we're going to go and have everybody have an opportunity to go through whatever labs you want to, because that's part of the roadmap, right? What are some of my obstacles? What are some of my specific things that I'm going to need to do? And by now, you know, many of you already have it. Oh, Marsha just found hers. Yay. I love that little roadmap. It's just so fun. And when Jazzy came on board with us, we'd had a version of it before that, I don't know, some graphics designer had done. When Jazzy came on board with her, I said, I want to redo this a little bit. And she came up with the color schemes and then she put the tire tracks, you know, so you'll see the little tire tracks. And I thought that was a cute little way to do it too. So I'm going to share my screen. And I know many of you were on, several of you anyway, were on the call we did yesterday, which was just our, you know, monthly open coaching call. And it was actually, we spent a lot of time. I really enjoy these longer calls. Yesterday I had a little leisure and we went 2 hours. This one, you know, we can go 4 hours or longer if anybody needs it longer. And I just love these leisurely times that we can spend together and explore and talk and support each other and come away with some concrete action items or some new insights, a new way of looking at something, a new sense of motivation. So is everybody ready to get started? Yeah, Marsha said, I think I got one. It's the one at Shine was different, Marsha. It was a practice roadmap. It was more for, you know, people who are doing practices and what they want their practice. They look very similar color schemes and all, but they're a little bit different.
Then I don't think I have the original one, but that's okay.
It was in your ERC binder.
I got it then.
Yeah, it was in the side pocket of it. And it's folded up like a roadmap. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Cool.
Yeah. And where can you find the link to print a new one? Lynn, would you find that? Yeah. And what I recommend you do is at least print it on the legal size paper. But if you can actually take it, you know, on a jump drive or something to Kinko's, you can actually have them printed out on the big paper if you want the big paper as well. You found it. Yay. There you have it. Of course. Great. Awesome. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen.
And a quick question. Will we have a break at all? Like a little?
No breaks allowed. We're going to go 4 straight hours. Nobody gets to go to the bathroom. No drinking, no exercising, nothing. We're just, this is a test in your stamina. She's like, huh? We will have a break. Yes. I can't tell you exactly the time because I like, you know, approximately halfway through or a little bit less than
I just want to bounce on my trampoline for a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And you can always do it while we're talking. You know, you can always jump on your trampoline. And I'm sitting right now because I've been standing all day. I like to alternate between sitting and standing, but I might stand up in the middle of this. Let me, which window was it open in? Okay, it's this window. And it's... And I'll guide you to where it's located too, because it's in, maybe Lynn knows exactly. I have to kind of find it, but give me a second while I open it. It's probably in, I know where it is. It's in the discovery section. It says,
there's a roadmap.
And it'll say roadmap.
Yep. And there's two pages.
Yeah. Are they in one file or are they two separate files?
You're on one download, one PDF. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put it on the screen momentarily. And it's in the roadmap to recharge section.
Yep. It's the very first action item. The
first action item is print it, complete your roadmap document. All right. So click here to download. Just open it. And now I'm going to share that screen with you. And I'll share what's on both sides of them and use it as you will. Some people say, oh my God, I love the checklist part. It's just so helpful to have everything in one place. And I'm gonna do that. And then I'm going to say, share that window. And I'm going to pull it out and put it on the screen so I don't have to keep looking off to the side to look at it. All right, good. So you see what I've got in front of me? Yes. Nod your head. Yes. Okay. So what I did was I just put together some of the checklist, some of the items that you may want to be incorporating on a daily basis. Some of these are, you know, pretty, I don't want to use the word mandatory, but pretty highly recommended. And some of them might be specific to you. And there may be some things listed here that you're sensitive to, and we're not going to do it that way, or that right now your body's not tolerating. So,
what we're seeing here is your ERC page that says action steps. We're not seeing the actual roadmap. So I want to make sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what? I pulled it out. Now I have to change my share. Sorry. I had it on the big long thing with 5,000 tabs open, and I pulled it over to my main screen. Thank you for letting me know that. Okay. New share. Sometimes people let me go 15 minutes before letting me know. There we go. How's that?
Perfect. Yeah, that's why I said something right away. And
I'm glad you did.
It sounds like she wants us to be seeing this.
Yes, I do. Yes. So that's what it looks like. Everybody seeing it? It says Unstoppable Health Roadmap. In your book, you know, if you folded it in half and then you folded it in half again, it'd be like a roadmap, like a map, you know, and you're going to take it out. And this is my map to get to where I want to go. And these are some of the steps. So I'm going to go to the other page first. So I just wanted you to see that. Let's see. That's one page. Ah, here we go. Let me see if I can make that a little bigger. Where'd my little thing go? Here we go. Oh, it's at 47%. That's why. Okay, look good. Now let me do this. So now you should see the map itself. You seeing the map itself? Yes? With the tire tracks along the bottom? Yeah. Okay. So the idea is that where you are and where you want to be, and there's a way to get there. But there's probably been some obstacles to take you off track, to keep you from getting there. And as we've been going through and doing our body freedoms piece and doing that, the pillars assessment, we're identifying what some of those are. So we'll come back to this in a moment. What I usually like to have people do is start with the where you want to be, right? Don't start with where you are, because then you get so caught up in, oh, I hurt and this hurts and that hurts. Where do you want to be? And so this is related to the Inspired Health Vision System piece that we've given you. Like, okay, what are your core values? What's most important to you? So if you haven't already done this, I mean, just take a minute, 30 seconds to just, like, if I just say to you off the top of my head, what are the top three things that are most important to you in your life? For me, freedom is the top one. Freedom. I realized that as I went through the thing, because I thought health was my top one. But what I realized was that health was my means goal to get to freedom. What I really wanted is the freedom to be able to do what I want, when I want to do it, not to be encumbered by my body, by my energy, by nothing. So I realized that actually health was very important to me, but it really was a means goal to get to freedom. And that's how I got there. And the way I got there was by doing the exercise. So if you haven't already done that exercise, the exercise is in the body freedom, the very first section, we introduced you to that exercise. And it's like, get in touch with what's most important. So take a couple of seconds and then just jot something down, whether you're doing it on the map or on a piece of paper. What do you think are your top one goal, your value, your top two, three, however many you want to do? And then I'm going to ask for some shares. Because I think when you speak it out loud, it helps to reinforce it. All right. And then I'm going to, and if anybody wants to share theirs, just raise your hand and I'll call on you. Marsha wants to share. Great. All right, Marsha, go for it.
So like you, freedom is my number one. My second is faith. Mm-hmm. And my third is energy or vitality.
Awesome. Freedom. You want to say a few words about that? Have you always known that, or is that something that you've recently come to realize?
Well, I've known that freedom has been my number one since we started this way back when. Mm-hmm. That was always my big why. The faith is kind of new to me because I'm realizing how little trust I have and how that part of me really takes over, and that fear that you and I have talked about a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel really good today. I feel energetic, and I really want to, I love this. I love this feeling of feeling vital. And I would like to maintain that as much as I can.
I love it. I love it. And I would have guessed freedom for you too, just based on some of the, you know, this people who are rebels, their top thing is freedom. And I was always a rebel. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell, even if I want to do that, don't you dare tell me what to do. Right. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do. And that's, you know, it's really a thing. But I always thought for years it was, my top goal is, my top value is health, because that's what I do everything for. And then as I went through the exercise, I'm like, oh, it's freedom. That's why I do health, right? So thank you. Great share. Who else wants to share? Debbie. Oops. There you are.
So my top one is spirituality, feeling that connectedness to source and oneness.
Mm-hmm.
And love, which is kind of the same thing. That's like my second one. And then health, because for me it means independence and freedom.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's why I'm really, you know, working hard and wanting to regain that in my life.
Yes. Thank you. Awesome. Awesome. All right. Who else? Lynn. What's yours?
So I was just looking at that values sheet again, and I realized for me, ease is a value. Ease is a value. I'm tired of struggling all the time, and I don't like it. I like ease and flow. I want my day to be one of ease and flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and ease and flow can happen. It's not just an ease and flow is when you're in the mountains and strolling through the woods and at the lake or at the beach. It actually, you can build that into your day to day.
Absolutely.
And that's an important piece. Awesome.
And I'm working on that.
And for me, you know, when I realize some of the things, like I got off the phone the other day with, was it yesterday? I think it was both Tuesday and yesterday. We had really good calls and we really got into it. But yesterday, I think especially yesterday, and it was like, I want to do this all day long. I just want to get on the phone and have these wonderful conversations and help motivate, inspire people. And you know, when you have a business, you don't just get to do the fun part, right? You got to do the not so fun parts too. But I mentioned to someone this morning, what I really want to look at is what do I have to do for next year to create more of that ease and flow and more of that stuff that I really like? And how do I get
exactly. And that's kind of what I'm doing, is looking at areas that the flow seems a little more blocked, mm-hmm. and how to create that flow. It's a mindset. It's a release. And I actually had some really good clarification on that this morning. And I know this might be TMI, but I had a really great bowel movement.
These are the calls you could talk about that on.
I know, but it's just, you know, it affects these types of things. While some people might go, oh, yeah, right, they really affect our health.
Oh, yeah. So
when you are in alignment with who you are, what your real values are, it's like a spiritual chiropractor appointment. And everything just kind of straightens up and works, and the rest of your body works so much better. Mm-hmm. And that's why this is, you know, I do this probably two or three times a year. And
a bowel movement?
No, value worksheet. they really worry about me.
I'd be really talking to you about how we can get some more ease and flow in you, girl.
Really, real flow. Exactly. Yeah. No, this worksheet.
Yeah, the worksheet. Revisiting.
Yeah. And also know that before you have a Design Your Day workshop with me, go through this, because we will be talking about this.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you. All right. Who else? Jeannie, do you want to? Can you talk or you want to just type? Three words, one word. Unmute. There we go.
Okay. I can try. See how it goes. Mine are faith is first. You know, having that trust and just I think you have to have faith, you know, to be able to do anything, you know, to be
able to,
And love, because I think of that with all the people around me, and even just something I've learned through the class is just love my body, you know, love myself, love the health I have. And, you know, we're always working to do better, but, you know, grasp what you have, which is a lot. And, you know, so I've been able to be thankful and be grateful, you know, for what I have at this point, and not lose sight of always, you know, I still want to always try to improve. And then the last one is peace, because I think I'm a lot like Lynn in the sense that I just, you know, I really love it when it's just, you know, harmony, everyone's happy, and, you know, it's just, it makes your life more enjoyable. It makes, you know, peace in the sense that you don't have health problems, or you don't have marital problems, you don't have family problems, and it's just, that's the kind of peace that I'm thinking, you know, is really important to me.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeannie. Now rest your, do sleep some simple realm tea. Krisha, do you want to share?
Sure. Can do.
Yeah.
For me, connection to spirit, and that meaning being really connected, tangibly connected to divine love, or you know, all that is. Okay. And with that, health, which includes energy and vitality. And for me, having those two things would automatically lead to freedom. It's not because, you know, yeah, I feel it's the other way around. I feel like, yes, I have freedom and I push myself to do things, which just because I don't want to molder around feeling ill all the time. So I do things, but then of course, you know, the body pays for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I suppose freedom is that important that I actually push through.
You push everything. Through. Yeah. Yeah. So really that is your top one, because the other two are ways to get you to freedom.
Right. Except I kind of just take it for granted that I am free, but it's a freedom with restrictions.
Got it. I hear you. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This is so something deep.
Something like that. Yes.
It's so deep. I love it. I love it. Thank you.
Because, and actually, yeah, I mean, it is deep, complicated, because I could be free if I was really connected to spirit and to my, you know, the love, the divine love in me, then the health and the vitality wouldn't even be that important, would it? Nothing would be, if I was truly, you know, I could be in that even if I was, I didn't want to be. But
so it's really the other way around. It's like those things give you the connection. It's a cycle, right? It's really hard to say which.
They all feed.
Because they're all so interconnected and they feed each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. We should draw them as a circle instead of a straight line down, just a circle that you can just like trace around the edges, and they just, it's like this infinite.
Well, it is infinite because we are all connected already to spirit. We just, you know, there's just layers on top.
That's right. The things that get in the way, which
things that get in the way. Yes. Right? But that pure joy, pure love, it's there. I mean, everything is in it. We're swimming in it. We just don't see it most of the time.
We just don't see it all the time, right? Or well, we don't take the time to feel it because we're so caught up in the other stuff and the fear and the worry and all that.
And pain and the, you know, the lack of energy and the feeling. Yeah, that kind of covers up what's underneath.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you. All right. Who's next? Let's see. Oh, Claudia just came in. Okay. I'm just going to go down in order. So Diana. Oh. So just as so Claudia knows, we're just going through our roadmaps and we're...
I've been on the call for a while.
Oh, you've been on. Okay, good.
You might have not noticed me. That's okay.
Okay. All right. So Diana. Oops, I unmuted you. There you are.
I had to unmute me.
All right. What about you?
Freedom. Freedom's but everything leads back to freedom. Actually, I kind of just grabbed my folder off the
That's fine. That's a great way to do it, because the exercise.
Well, it was a hard exercise. I did it long, long time ago, and and I really enjoyed the outcome of my 3 weeks of tearing my hair out trying to figure this all out. But anyway, I'm just going to read them right off of the what I've got on here.
Sure.
Hang on just a second. Okay, I've got to get up that one. Okay, my my 5-year goal, and actually my goal for the future, is to be walking with Jesus, being all he created me to be. And that is my main goal. And then my vision on how to get there, my values. I'm going to go on the other one. Where did that one go? Okay. I have, most of this you've already said, forgiveness, God, health, hope, and faith, not in that order. Well, actually, they are kind of in that order. God is, with all things, with God, all things are possible. I desire to be who he wants me to be. When I try to do things in my own will, it rarely works out. I find that when I let God lead the way, it may not be what I wanted, but most times it's much better than I ever thought of or planned. And number two is I need my health. Without my health, I can barely accomplish much towards that value, number one. For many years, I've battled many issues, and God has always provided for me and gotten me through it. He has provided the answers that no doctor could. With God and the knowledge that he has guided me to, I have recovered enough of my health to continue on another day. One day at a time, each day, he reveals more. Just enough, never too early, and never too late. Value number three is faith. I rely on my faith in Jesus every minute of every day. I lay my concerns and my worries at the throne. And now that he is the, know that he is the provider, the comforter, and the answer of prayers. Hope. Without hope, there is no reason to go on. Hope means that there is a future, and it is filled with all things that are possible. Hope that today is better than yesterday. Hope will be even better tomorrow. Every day, as I get out of bed and my feet hit the floor, I proclaim this. Lord, I can't wait to see what you are going to do today. Use me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Number five is forgiveness. Without forgiveness, many negative emotions and thoughts will control and take root. Forgiving myself and others for shortcomings is necessary to keep that negativeness from creeping in. Most of my difficulties come from self-condemnation and feelings I will never be good enough. Would've, could've, or should've. Yep, forgiving. It must come quickly. Same applies to others. I must forgive and repent just for the others too, especially when criticizing others for my own shortcomings. And all of that, I got to turn off my buzzer. Okay, so that's basically what I had written for that. And so that's basically it. Faith, love, hope, joy, forgiveness. It all creates a situation where we have enough health to be free to keep creating that. And it is a circle.
Yeah. It's a circle. It's a circle. It's very beautiful. You really put a lot of thought into that. It's really beautiful. And I know that there was a lot there that others could relate to as well.
So and one of the reasons it was so difficult is I've been ill for 30 years. And I kind of stopped thinking in terms of a future. It was always, I just got to the point of just one day at a time. Every trip we'd plan, I'd say, well, this is probably going to be the last time I get to see my son, my daughter, my grandson, my whatever. And it would get to the point where I'd be in so negative, but it really was. It was one day at a time. I'd worked really hard to keep what health I could, but it's always been an up and down road. So that's why this was difficult. It was like 5-year plan. Are you kidding me? I have trouble thinking a week or six months down the road.
Right.
So that was why it was difficult, but I was so glad that I went through it, even though it was almost like torture. Because it really did wake me up. It doesn't matter whether I'm walking the planet or whether I'm gone home. I will be walking with Jesus. And so my hope is that each day he gives me the strength, he gives me the wisdom, he gives me the inspiration to just do what I can and trust that he's going to use me no matter what, even if I'm laying flat on my back in bed. And
you know, I really appreciate it, Diana, and I so appreciated all that you've given in, you know, on all the calls and all your wisdom, and you're just so open for helping others and sharing. So there's a reason that you're still around.
Yes, there is.
There's a reason.
I can't wait to see what the next one is. I have kind of lost that hope over the last couple of years because the health just really slammed down, and this whole program has been just a lifesaver, just a huge lifesaver. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here and for trusting in us and trusting in yourself and trusting in your higher powers for bringing you here.
Yes. Well, that's how I got here.
And you know what? I feel like illnesses befall us not randomly. It happens for a reason. We lose our health or we lose our vision or we lose our hair or we lose our whatever for reasons. And we don't know what they are. But if you keep that faith, you know, you keep the faith that there's a reason for this. And I don't know what it is now, but I'll find it. And I always look back on my 20s when I had all my health issues with gratitude because of where it led me.
You know?
I look back on issues I had with, miscarriages, because if I didn't, I wouldn't have the two kids I have who we adopted. So, you know, I feel like there's all reasons for that, right? I was having difficulty with that issue of my life because these kids needed saving, right? These kids needed me and whatever, for whatever reason, I can go off on that. And the same thing with the illnesses I had in my 20s. Mm-hmm. That inspired me to go, wait a minute, how can I get over this myself and how can I help others? And so I'm grateful every day for those hardships. So even if you're still in the midst of it right now, like know that it's leading you to where you're supposed to be.
Oh, definitely. I've had so many experiences since I became very, very ill too. And it was in my mid-30s. It turned out to be a blessing. The first 12 months of laying flat on my back, all I could do was pray, you know, Lord, either heal me or take me home. I just can't lay here.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I know that you're putting me here for a reason. It was to get me back to him and get me back in touch with that spiritual, the divine presence, the creator. The whole thing is, you know, grab the Bible, do a lot of praying. That was all I could do. And I just promised him, I said, if you allow me out of this bed, I will never turn away from you again. I had just turned in and gone into a career and I had kids and I was, you know, bringing home the bacon and trying to be everything for everybody. And I was just on the wrong path. I had lost my connection and that was how he brought me back. And then whenever I have one of these ups and downs, I always tend to think, okay, he's slowing me down now. I got to pay more attention. So there's always a reason. And the faster that I can go from trauma level 4 back up to trauma level 2 and start pulling my head together, the faster I get the answers.
Yeah.
So I try not
to. The more you trust in faith, I love the faith part because the more, and this has come up for at least 3 of you so far, the more you have faith in whatever your belief systems are, like faith in this ability, this beautiful inborn healer that we all have inside of us. And when we can have faith in it, it rises to the occasion. And when we're constantly in fear and doubt and disbelief, and we tend to make bad decisions. When we make decisions based on fear, we usually the decisions aren't the best ones. And when we can just let that go and go, okay, this is happening to me for a reason. Okay, and I'll figure it out someday. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Next.
Claudia.
My turn?
Yes, your turn.
Okay. So I love the circle idea because I had no idea how to organize this. This is like not my genius, how to organize these abstract words that mean a lot, but at the same time they're words.
Yeah.
So in no order, okay. And I grouped it all together. Health, energy, and vitality to me is like one thing. Freedom for sure, definitely freedom. And then love and friendship, like relationships, basically. Relationships are the foundation of everything we do. I mean, to me.
Yeah.
Without them, if it would just be me, then I don't need freedom because, right? I mean, then it's already this. So yeah, freedom is kind of in conjunction with relationships, but also on its own, my own freedom from my own, mindset. A lot of times. And with mindset abundance. So abundance to me doesn't just mean enough money to live the way I want to live, but it's just the mindset of abundance. Right now I don't feel abundant because I'm not, I'm financially not doing that well right now, but it's like the mindset. Because a lot of times the poorest people, like don't have the much, you know what I mean? Like I've read statistics where the people that actually have the least amount give the most. So it's really a mindset more than anything.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. It is. And abundance is a mindset. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Of course, it's nice to actually have the dollars in your account, but you know what I mean.
Well, it is nice, but
you can have a million and still feel like, oh my God, like, I'm.
There are a lot of people like that who have lots of money in the bank and are not happy and are not feeling abundant.
Right.
And abundance is the mindset of abundance physically, but also the abundance of love and being surrounded by friends and goodwill and positive thoughts and all that.
And trusting that everything will be okay in the future.
Right. That's a biggie. Trust is a huge one.
Yeah, I can add that too.
Yeah.
But it's like, as a German, we all like Germans have insurance for everything because they always have the worst. No, it's true because it's like the worst case scenario thinking, versus, so shifting that from like trusting that everything will be okay.
Right. And if you're having a difficulty,
it can get better.
Yes, that it can get better. And when you're having a difficulty with something, right, it's a lesson that you're going to be learning and it's probably a lesson you really needed to be learning.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Great. Thank you. Let's see who else is here. Paula.
Hi. First of all, I want to say my internet is unstable and I've been bounced out already one time. So, yeah. And I keep getting that message across the screen.
Oh, no.
I could disappear anytime, but not intentionally, right?
Okay, good. We'll get that.
Okay. Well, I was really thinking about this core value. Mine last year was health. And the more I thought about the freedom aspect of that, freedom really moved more above health. But God and faith, I think, are really at the top of the list right now in terms of supporting me through what I'm going through, not only health-wise, but the events in my life. So and faith and God have been uppermost for me at various times when my health has been at its worst. Mm-hmm. So I really prioritize that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're also connected. It's right. The more we talk about them, it really is hard to, they're just, you know, I mean, some of those things on that values list for like, who cares, right? I don't care about like, you know, hedonistic pleasure of like, what? I mean, there's certain things on there. I was like, who cares? But there's some things on there that are just like putting together, like the whole thing with family and friendship and the connections. It's really one thing. It's connection, right? Connection and love with people and the trust and the faith and whatever your belief systems are, just having that faith in your body's ability to do what it needs to do and getting, you know, that energy from its source. So thank you for that. I think it's awesome.
Well, family is very important, and that's why I have worked hard on health so that I could enjoy time with family, because, you know, so many of these values are really neck and neck. It's, and I think the circle is very appropriate, because then they're all
like interconnected, and there's like, I see this circle. I just had this vision of a circle with words around here, but then with lines just crossing to connect them all, with, because there's so many connections between them. It would become like this, almost like a spider web, right? Of mm-hmm. how they all interact with each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Picture. Great. Thank you. Sandra?
Hello, I'm at work, so.
Oh, you're at work. I was gonna
say. So I'll be joining you in a bit.
Okay.
So and then I'll talk.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. All right. Sure. Bye. Okay. Is there anybody else that I missed? I'm trying to do the list of participants and see if there's anybody else there.
Gail is actually here, but we can't get her computer online. So. Here she is.
There she is. Hi, Gail.
Hi.
Well, there you go. She could share the screen with you.
Thank you.
We were just talking about goals. I don't know if Debbie, Marsha filled you in, but we were just talking about goals.
Nice.
Not goals, values. Did you have any values you'd like to share, like your top values?
No.
Do we get to say no?
What? Three top.
Well, you can. Because that's the freedom value coming into play, right? You can do whatever you want. I can't make you. But if you wanted to share, like, what's your top, you know, values, what you value
the
most?
It's health is the number one, right? Yeah, health. Boy, I'm so tired of being healthy.
Yeah.
So health is it. Okay. Health, and a computer that works this morning.
That works. Technology, we can't live with it. We can't live without it. Yeah.
It took a little tumble last night, and I'm thinking maybe I killed it. So.
Oh, yeah.
I hope not. You know, if Marsha can't fix it, nobody can, right?
Somebody was saying something about Marsha. Oh, one of my friends who you guys met at that came to shine, Pamela Weems. She comes over periodically, and she's just such a godsend, and she helps me out. And I mentioned something you know, about I was getting on this call and some of the people, and she was, oh, Marsha, oh, I want to go visit Marsha. Yeah. I guess she didn't know you had that Echo Nest thing. She says, I'm going to go when I, next time I go out to California, I'm going to visit her. And she's this, and oh, she's into music. I said, music, art, technology. I can't think of anything Marsha can't do. And she laughed. And then I told her about your Echo Nest. And she was like, oh, wow. Anyway, just thought I'd tell you, you came up. Okay. Thank you. Ready to move on? Move these over here. So the next thing I really want to look at before we look at goals is vision. Like, and, you know, Diana said, oh, yeah, a five-year vision. I couldn't even think about a two-hour vision back in the day. So what would that be? Like 5 year, 10 year, 2 year, 1 year? I don't care the number so much as that you're looking far enough in the future that you're not encumbered by today's reality. Because if we say, oh, in a year, I'm going to be, oh, well, a year, that's not a very long time. How am I going to possibly get from point A to point B in a year? But if you just put it out there, like, what's the big vision? And I'll give you an example of mine. My big vision is I'm living in a house right on the beach. Now, when I wake up in the morning, I look out and I see and I hear the waves tumbling, and I get up and I go out my door and I go running along the beach, and I just get to really enjoy it, pop in the water whenever I want to, and just have this life of where, you know, probably still doing retreats, calls like this, whatever, but I'm doing it in that context. And ease and flow is all part of my day. You know, if I want to have somebody come in and make food for me, they're going to make food for me. For sure, there's people that are cleaning my house, because that I'll never want to do. And, you know, I just get to flow and ease. That's my big vision. So then I can break that down. How do I get there? So anybody want to share a big vision? You want to take a moment to look at it or write it or just share it off the top of your head? Some of you have already written it down from the exercise. Yeah? Diana, you want to share? You shaking your head because you want to share?
Unmute. After I unmute, yeah.
There you are. You're unmuted.
Okay. I would like to see in 1 year, I would like to see myself restored to health and energy levels of at least 90% of what I was before 2011, when my daughter passed away.
Okay. Do you have a sense of what that feels, what that means, like what that energy level really is?
Yes, it's probably the best health I've had in the last, well, probably my whole life. When we moved here, it was my husband retired and we moved here, and by 2011 we had the garden set up. To the point where we were just eating all the wonderful foods that we grew ourselves. We had established a farmer's market on top of a mountain in the middle of a place that only has a 90-day growing season. And we were flying. We felt good. We were able to get up and go places and do things. And literally 90% of what we ate came out of our own hands or our friends and neighbors. And I like to say it was a restoration after 25 years of being in the ground and just living with it from moment to moment. And that is what I want to be again. I want to be there again. And within a year, I'd like to see my health at least 90% back there. I would settle for less. I didn't want to make it 100% because I didn't want to set myself up for failure either. So.
You know, it's interesting. That you say that you didn't want to say 100%. And I want to go back to something that JJ Virgin said at Shine when she told a story about her son who was hit by a car, hit and run, left for dead, brain injuries, multiple broken bones. And they just said, let him go. And she said, no, I'm not going to let him go. He's coming back to 110%.
Yeah.
Right. So it doesn't hurt to set yourself up. You don't set yourself up for failure. You just push your goals. You just make it a little bit more like something you have to work for. Right. And, you know, and here's the other thing. And this is something I learned probably at one of her events. Let me move this over here so I can be safe. I'm looking at you guys on this screen. Okay, look at here. Okay, so here's where you are. Here's where you set your goal to be, right? My right, my left, right hand is where you set your goals to be, right? And in a year, so you said you want to be at 90% of where you were back then. So that's here. This is the 90%. And as you move forward, what if you were to take this hand and just move it out a little bit and say 100% of where you were before, right? And then you go along, 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 and you're right here. Maybe you're at 80% of where you were. Are you going to celebrate? Or are you going to...
But I'm going to move it. I'm going to move it so far.
You're going to keep going with it, right?
That's right. I'm not going to stop.
When you get here, are you going to celebrate and go, wow, look how far I came in a year. I'm so proud of myself. I'm just going to keep doing it, and I'm going to get my goal. Maybe my timing was a little bit off when I set that goal. Who cares? Look where I came. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't hurt to set your goals further than you think you can accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you move, you celebrate the movement. You celebrate the distance between where you are and where you were. And you go, well, I still have a little ways to go. I got more to go, and I get to keep going.
When I first wrote this, it was about 6 months ago because it was part of a sweet spot exercise.
Yes.
And I was so ill then, I thought, 90%, I'd feel like I was on top of the world. So, but I can see right now that, and I was at the JJ Virgin, I heard her say that, and I thought, giggle, giggle, I need to change mine.
You did.
Yeah, I did see that. And you know what I thought at the time? No, I'll tell you what, if I were in her position, it was my child that was in that position, that's exactly what I would have prayed. But for myself, why did I lower myself to 90?
There you go. That's
because I'm afraid of failing. That's why. I set a weight goal in sweet spot and surprised the heck out of me. I made it without even really trying.
There you go.
And then I was like, oh, I have to reset my goal now. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I dropped another 10 pounds off my goal and I'm almost there now. And I'm like, well, I'm going to have to drop it again, I guess. Okay.
There you go. This is awesome, right? It's a good
lesson. It is awesome. But, the mindset I was 6 months ago is totally different than where I am today.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So are you going to revise this to say you're going to be at 100% of where you were back in 2000?
Yeah, I think I can do 100%. I don't want to push it too hard. But, I totally get what JJ did. And if it was my kid, I would have said 120%.
Yeah, it's funny what we'll do for other people and not for ourselves.
Amen.
Amen.
Good point, ladies. Don't forget that.
Start to look at that, right? Because if we don't put ourselves there, it's really hard to have the energy, the stamina, the insights, whatever you need to help others get there. So put yourself, your health first. Yeah, good. I love it. I love what you're doing, Diana. I love it.
I love Ooh. What you're doing. Thank
Anybody
you.
Anybody else want to go or should I just go in order?
Yeah, go in order.
Okay, good. You're in order. Great. Krisha. Oops. Yeah, you were next on my pictures. The pictures shift around. I don't know how that works. Jolene was at the top. Now she's at the bottom or almost at the bottom now. Sandra's at the top. Who knows? All right. So, Krisha.
Okay. And just to be clear, I'm not seeing anybody except a tiny you, and I'm still seeing the
screen.
Is that?
Yeah. Well, that was, it's both. And yeah, if I stop my share for now.
I can't see people. Oh, here. Now I can see people.
Now you can, because I stopped the share. I'll put the share back on. Yeah, thank
you. Okay. Well, it's something I haven't worked on this before, but what just came off the top of my head is that I want to be living life in nature, fully connected to nature, a sustainable, joyful, healthy life, knowing that I'm fulfilling my potential. And did I say more? Oh, more love, community, and knowing that I'm helping to create more heaven on this earth.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So kind of like yours. Because I'm hoping it will be near the ocean, but also near mountains and also with forests and trees, but also growing stuff around, growing my own food, or awesome. Even better, have someone growing my food.
And
I'll just be picking it, and doing the odd bits of weeding.
I love that. I love it. How do you feel when you say it? Your whole
I feel happy. I feel lighter. I feel good, especially the bit where someone else who loves doing all the hard work will be doing it, and I'll be just picking the fruits and the, you know,
nice
vegetables. That's one of my. I've had several gardens in my life, and I love that. I love picking straight eating and
from me the too. Garden. I like the going out there. I don't like the weeding part, but I like to go out there and pick them and eat them.
I don't even mind a bit of weeding, but
yeah.
But I'm on the 8th floor here, and I have a beautiful view, but it doesn't sustain me. It doesn't nourish me. I need to be on the earth, and I know that.
Yeah.
And that's the plan. I just need to get my energy up. I haven't had.
Okay.
I haven't had.
Not yet. But here's
what I will have the energy to, you know, downsize, pack up, declutter, all that boring stuff that I just can't get around to doing because I don't, you know, I run out of energy after I've done the everyday normal things of life.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to invite you to do, because everybody could see it, I'm sure, the shift in her energy when she was talking about her vision and then when she started to talk about her reality, right?
Ah.
Did you see the change? Did you see it? So what I want you to do is be getting into that vision part as often as you can throughout the day. So get a nice card, type it out, put it on a pretty piece of paper, whatever it is that will remind you, and just have it in different places throughout your day, and read it and sit with it. Like read it and feel it, because that is the heal. That's the energy your body needs to heal. Right? When you were in that space, you were like, you were beautiful, lit. I could see the energy on the healing energy flowing in you. And when we stop and we just start keep getting into what's real, we get sucked down. And that takes away some of that healing energy, right?
That's true.
So I'm going to invite you, everybody else who feels this would be helpful, is to have that vision. I have that vision. It's right there, right? It's right there. And I'm reminded of it all the time. That's my pretty picture. Yeah. Right. And I'm going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to look out and that's what I'm going to see. Not this beautiful board of it. I'm going to see that for real. And that reminds me when things are going bad and, you know, the computer system went down and we have customer support issues because, you know, nobody can get into the website. I can just keep going back to that vision. And that helps me clear my brain so I can say, you go ahead and do this. You do this. You do this. Let's get this back. But if I get into the, oh my God, this is going to be awful. And how are we going to do it? You know, then I can't even think straight to direct people to support. And it's the same thing with the inner director too. Let's get out of what we're feeling and let's get into what we want to be feeling as much as we can. Because this brain is so amazing that it can shift things. It can shift things based on your imagination. It goes, we're in the forest, we're in the woods, we're feeling all this cool stuff, because that's the way the brain works. And the more you imagine it, the more you put yourself in there, read it, write it, whatever, the healthier you're going to be. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And it's all very good and very great. And I kind of realize this. And then I wake up in the morning again and feel so awful that it takes me a few hours.
It does take you there because it's the reality of what's here. And then you read it. You have it right by your bed on a laminated card.
Right.
And you just sit with it and you breathe with it and you appreciate that's where I'm moving towards. This is just another day in the healing journey. That's where I'm heading towards.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. I want to see how you feel after you do that for a week or two. Right. And I don't want it to be another have to. I'm going to point to Marcia because she and I are on that freedom journey thing. You don't have to do it, but I'd love to see you choose to do it and just see what happens when you choose to do that. Not another on the list of I have to do this and I have to do that. No.
Because that's what the exercise felt like. I went on the trampoline and I made myself do it. And then I felt awful. And then I felt, you know, worse. Then I had to go and lie down. So I did it, but but I didn't feel good. But maybe if I do this first.
Yes, and maybe that was a little too much exercise for what your body could do right then. And maybe you only did 2 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Next time, try one or a half. Next time, instead of getting on the trampoline, just get down into some of these restorative yoga poses, right? And honor your body when it tells you its limitations. Don't push past it. I'm not saying to push past it. Yes, get into the mindset. Say, I'm going to do this 1 minute of exercise today instead of the two, and I'm going to just feel great. And you read your little thing and you do it and you read your little thing and believe it. Because here's what happens. There's a part of you that doubts it because it's thinking about what's happened in the past when you've done this. And you're getting off and going, I wonder if I'm going to feel good. You know, I'm going to wonder if this is going to last. I wonder if I'm going to start to feel lousy later. And guess what? You create your reality. Right? So let's just keep that positive. And I'm not saying I'm perfect at this by any stretch. I'm working on this myself. But when I catch myself, there I go again. Yeah, of course I'm going to feel overwhelmed today because I'm expecting to feel overwhelmed today, or I'm wondering if I'm going to feel overwhelmed today. Right? Just do it. I don't know, somebody, I think it was Maria, was mentioning on a call the other day, and she mentioned about the Ask and It Is Given. It's a book, and I love the way to talk about it. Like, look at where you're going. Don't look at where you've been. Look at where you're going. And but if it means like I want to have no hip pain, let's just say, and you go, oh, I'm going to wake up and my hip's going to feel great, and da, da, da. And then you go check. Wonder if it's fixed yet? Nope, it still hurts. And then you go, oh, I'm going to. And then you go check. When you keep going back to check, you're seeing. You're putting yourself back into that energy of the pain, right? And it's not saying bury your head in the sand and be an ostrich and you know, but what it's saying is feel what you're feeling. Trust that what you're feeling now is a sign that there's something, and maybe you don't know what it is, and just keep going forward, but don't push your body beyond its limits. That's not what I'm saying at all. And that's what sounds like what you're doing. You're trying to be positive and this and that, and then you push yourself. It's too much and it sets you back a little bit. So little.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I went to, well, now obviously it's been over 30 years. So it's kind of, you know,
it gets old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been programmed over and over again into your nervous system to keep going back there. So let's reprogram your nervous system to go to a new place.
Okay.
That place where you have this beautiful garden and you're going out and growing your own food and picking it and being in nature and just being connected to the earth. Yeah?
Yeah.
And as soon as you started thinking about it again, did everybody notice how her face shifted? Yeah. The more you smile like that, the more you're healing your body. One of my friends who Marcia knows and somebody else knows is Linda Berry, Dr. Linda Berry. And she has a little tape that she has on her website. It's just a little, I think, 8 minutes. Smile into your distress. And she has this whole, she calls it the inner smile. The inner smile. Smile into your distress. You might want to look it up. Linda Berry. I think it's just drlindaberry.com.
Okay.
But that's the whole idea. Because when you did that and your whole inner peace, just that second, those seconds, you were activating your inner healing. And the more time you spend in activating your inner healer, the more it's going to get time to work. But if it keeps getting shoved back down, whenever the reality thoughts come in, then you step out of that place. Yeah. So be there. Like envision yourself. You're in that garden. It's beautiful. You're touching the earth. You're barefoot. You're picking those fruits and those veggies and you're putting them into your body. And it's, oh, it's an amazing experience. Okay? Yeah, you can do this. Yeah, it's a big piece. Who else? Who else wants to do it? Anybody want to share their vision? Jeannie, want to share yours? I don't know if you can talk that long.
Keep it short.
Keep it short.
Mine really is to just be able to, for myself, I want to have health and happiness. But even bigger than that, it's important to me to leave that legacy for my kids, my grandkids, in hopes that, you know, when I've listened to you talk before about your family, and I feel like my family had, you know, a lot of really bad eating habits, and you know, and I hope that I can be a change, and I can share that, you know, with you know, the ones that I care about the most. And when I'm gone, that, you know, I, in my mind, I want to know that, you know, that they have changed to, you know, make sure they understand what's important in life. And, you know, having your health and having your happiness is something that, you know, I hope that I can be a part of for them.
For can you. I make, give you one slight word change?
Okay.
I don't want you to say, I hope, I intend.
Okay.
I intend to leave that. Not I hope I can leave this. I intend to do it, because your brain will see that differently. I hope says, well, it's up to something else out there, nothing I can really control. Whereas I intend, then you get like insights and thoughts onto maybe how you can speak with individual people. And it's going to be different from one to another so that you can help and influence them. Right. I intend tells your brain, find me this solution. I hope says, well, somebody else out there is going to find me the solution.
Right.
Just that one slight word change and see how that fits.
No, I actually appreciate that, as well as I, something that I find myself doing, and I'm kind of, you know, I hate saying it, but, you know, I've caught myself in this, and that is that with my age, and it's just, I mean, it's really sad because I know better, but with my age, so often I think I limit myself on what I think I can accomplish.
Mm.
Because I think, you know, it's like, oh, well.
You're a youngin'. You're not even 60 yet.
Oh, no, I'm 60. I'm almost 62.
Almost 60. Okay, so you're younger than me. You're a youngster. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And I do. I feel like I limit myself so often because I think, oh, you know, I'm too old to do, you know, it's like I can't start a career. I can't start a, you know, I get interested in things and I think, oh, it's too late for me to do that. And, you know, and I know better.
Yeah.
So I really have to work on that.
Reiterate that. And look at models. Like we have our NEPT program. We have at least three, if not four, women who are 70 or older that are starting new careers and learning to be health coaches.
I love that.
Isn't that beautiful, right? So it's like, don't let your age be anything. Your age is just a number on a piece of paper.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just keep reiterating it. Like I said to Krishna, you know, just keep reiterating it, because the more you give your brain, this is where we're going. This is where we're going. It's going to give you the steps and the directions to get there.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you. Anybody else? You're all going to get to go, so you might as well. Okay, Debbie. I mean, you could say no when I get to you, like Gail asked. You can say no. You don't have to, but I'll give you the opportunity to say no. Debbie.
Okay, I kind of want to say no, but I'm pushing myself to because I've been working on these visions for a while, but I feel like something's shifting, coming to some deeper inner work that's shifting. I'm going to try to put something in words that I haven't, so bear with me.
That's fine.
Okay, so I know that what I want as far as the greater picture of health and, you know, my lifestyle and relationships and all that, but I feel like lately, because I have been growing so much and pushing out of my comfort zone and trying, just, I mean, it's been since I started ERC, because it so helps you grow in so many ways, so many facets of your life. So it's been really good. And at the same time, I feel like I'm really coming up against that like inner critic that, you know, that I'm just pushing my limits. And so I'm getting so much backlash kind of inside myself, that inner critic, And it's always been there, but you know, you can kind of stay safe and not push out, you know, and it's hard to put in words, but anyhow.
You know, I hear it. I hear it. The inner critic tends to be one of those things that holds a lot of people back. Who are you to find? Who?
And I stayed really safe and not testing it for a lot of years. Yeah. And so this is the thing I've, when I'm kind of realizing that I'm going to try to put in words, I so believe in God and I so believe in, you know, whatever word you want to use for this greater divine love and our source of what we're made of. And I know that that is unconditional love. I have no doubt with all the years of spiritual growth and relationship with divine love that there's no judgment or criticism or it is just pure love and acceptance and joy and beauty and things that we can't even put words for. So I know that this inner critic, I know exactly where it comes from growing up and with human, you know, relationships and that it's not, you know, the truth. But I feel like what we were talking about with the neural networks and the, you know, that we got laid down, like a lot of people, it got laid down, you know, with parents so early that it gets triggered and then it kind of takes like a life of its own and gives me its own messages, which I know are not true, but they're so, especially when I'm really testing the boundaries of growth, it gets very challenging. And I'm having a period right now of that. That's why I'm just talking about it openly. And it gets disheartening because you feel like you've done so much growth and then all those voices that are very critical and judgmental and on me. And I don't know why I can separate it out. I don't feel it with other people. I feel actually pure love, you know, but I do get it triggered onto myself and I'm having a bout of it right now. So anyhow, I just wanted to be open. It's hard to talk about, but I just wanted to
I feel
like that could be a really good goal and vision. If I could be free of that, because that's in my own head, you know, I know where it got laid down growing up, but it's coming from me now. There's no blame. It's something that I have to work on within myself now because I've internalized it.
Yeah.
And I can get all these other goals that I want in life, but if I haven't worked on this, they're not going to make me happy. They're not going to be able to, they're just going to add to the love and gentleness for myself that I feel inside me that I'm struggling with right now. And so I feel like I kind of want to put that as a vision for myself, which I haven't really put on any of my, my goals or, you know, up until now, but I feel like that's kind of step one is I want to feel like freedom of being able to reprogram that for myself and be able to treat myself like I treat others.
I like that. Okay. So you're getting closer because I was going to ask you to do is try to phrase it in a positive way versus a negative. Freedom from is moving away from. What can you be moving towards? What is that day? I wake up in the morning and my inner voice is telling me all the positive things about me. And it's driving me to accomplish and to work on myself, to work with others. So I would work on it in that way. And then I can help you with, you know, how to phrase that. But take a stab at it. What are you moving towards rather than what are you moving away from? And how does that feel? I feel so light and free. My inner voices are telling me I can do anything. And I get up with energy and enthusiasm, looking forward to what this day is going to be like. And as a result, I just move through with energy and flow and I do what I'm called to do.
Yeah, and I have lots of days like that. I have lots of huge periods like that until I come up against it again when I'm trying to really push in a new area or expand in a new area, which is happening right now.
Yeah.
It's harder to tap. It's so interesting how we can be in different places where it can flow and I can tap into it so easy at periods of time. And like right now I'm struggling to tap into it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And what I would do is just like sit with yourself and say, okay, what Why? What's this struggle about right now? What am I afraid of right now? It might be something that you're scared of, that you're moving, like you said, you're moving into a new area, right?
Yeah.
How can you ask questions of yourself to shift that energy so that you're continuing to move towards? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and maybe instead of criticizing what I see as mistakes or not doing things perfectly in a new area, maybe trying to find what I am doing well, what I am encouraging myself in finding, you know, even just that I'm trying things, even if they're not good at it yet.
Yes.
And so that's
And give yourself that, like, that awareness. You just had a big awareness, and we want to stop you there to make sure you feel this when this critic, when you're attempting something new, right? So it's that awareness I've mentioned to other people. When you feel this in certain parts of your body, it's your body telling you something before your mind and your emotions are really even aware of it, that something, there's something going on. And so you can go, oh, there's the inner critic again. Hello, inner critic. Mm-hmm. Ah, you're kind of scared because I'm trying something new here. And then how can you reframe that? Like, wow, Debbie, you're just trying something new. You just tried to step into something new. Congratulations. How awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. Another thing you might try is, and this, anybody who hasn't tried this, is kind of a fun activity, is talking to your parts. So you think about it, we all have an inner critic. Every single one of us has an inner critic. We have a parent, you know, that authoritative parent. We have that loving, you know, nurturing parent. We have that child. And there's all these parts of us, and they all need to be supported, and they all have a role. And when you hear the inner critic, you go, oh, thank you. You're helping to protect me. You see me moving into some new arena, and you're afraid I'm going to fail, and you're trying to protect me from failing. Thank you so much. And that's it, right? So you acknowledge it. You don't try to make it go away, because if you try to make it go away, it's just going to get stronger, right? But thank it and acknowledge it for what good it's doing you.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Something you could try. Yeah. Good.
Okay. Good. And one other thing just to throw out there is, I have all these great notes, and we talked about designing the day, and I know I need to talk with Lynn about this more, but I have all these great things I want to be applying. It's like an abundance of wonderful stuff. And then notes I take on different classes, but I'm feeling like bogged down in how to apply it and how to get it into like an actual plan that I'm carrying out. So I've been tending to be really down on myself as the journals keep stacking up of great information. And, the to-do lists of really good stuff I want to apply, and I feel I'm getting really overwhelmed and getting down on myself for not, you know, utilizing it. So maybe sometime in today or when we're doing, I just feel like that would be another area I'd like to be more productive and working with, rather than feeling like I'm kind of failing at applying all these wonderful gifts that I've been receiving.
Yes. And that's why I think Lynn can really sit with you and help you to create a little plan for it. And also know, I'm embarrassed to say this, I have lots of notebooks that are like partially filled in, and then I lose the notebook, and then I get another notebook and I find it. And I have literally a stack this big of notebooks that I've started to take notes in. And it's all these great ideas. And some days I get like, I'm just gonna plan like 3 days in a row, where I'm gonna do nothing but go through my notebooks and type them into the computer and organize them. I've been saying that for years. It's honestly never gonna happen. So you took a lot of those notes, and whatever was important is actually in there. It's actually in there. Right. So not to say you shouldn't go back to your notes at some point and all, but I would work with somebody who's a little bit more, can help you structure that and organize that, and set up your time with Lynn to do that. Don't put it off. Okay. I mean, I'm not the one to teach you that part, other than to self-love it and just go, oh, well, because I have probably more notebooks than you do.
That does make me feel better because I have a lot of spiral notebooks now. Because I like to write. I mean, I
love it. I love like writing it down. But, you know, just even as I'm going through this with you guys, I may not even look back at these as we go through this call, but the fact that I'm writing these down makes me remember it. Me right? Too. And I'll say, oh, Marcia said something. Oh, yeah, she said that. Right? I may never look at these notes again or do anything with these notes again, but they're a tool for that time period, right? Yeah. And honor that. Like, wow, I'm so ambitious and I so want to be doing these things. And look at it, I got yet another notebook. Isn't that funny?
Time to go to Walmart and get 20 more notebooks.
In September is best time to go, or August, right? When they're 20 for a dollar.
That's what I do. I swear I get like 100 notebooks.
I have tons of them, and I bought, when I was doing Waldorf homeschooling with the kids, they had these special little beautiful books, and I bought like dozens of them. I ended up giving them away to somebody who was, you know, doing art with her kid, and I went, here, you have these. Because it's like, you know, but that's your personality, and that's who you are. That's a gift, actually, right? A collector of information, right? That's your gift. Let's just focus on your gift. Your gift isn't necessarily taking that stuff and following through, but yeah. And just honor that that's a gift. And we did this thing last year called Strength Finders, and they actually, you do this personality test, skills test, and they go, you know what? Most people, you go into a job and they go, okay, you're weak at this and this and this, and we're going to get you training to get you stronger at that. And they said, screw that. Work on your strengths to make your strengths better. Find other people to help you with the areas that you're weak. So I don't clean my house anymore, right? I don't organize. I mean, so bad that downstairs, this, it was funny. Pamela said to me, she comes over periodically to help me with little projects. And she says, my sister and I want to give you a gift, because she's helped me with like putting my laundry away. We would like to come over one day during Christmas break, and we want to organize your closet for you. But we do need you to be there, you know, to pop in and out to give us direction, but we want to organize your closet and get everything. And I'm like, okay, that's not one of my gifts, right? Let somebody who has that gift help me with it. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, who wants to share next? If not, I'll pick you. I'll go in order. Marcia.
Yeah. You know, oh, maybe we should lower Gail's. Okay, yeah. I have a really hard time visioning what I want for myself in the future. Mm-hmm. I've done vision boards and I've done other things, and I think that's why I'm stuck. I mean, I know that I want to have normal blood pressure, and I want to wake up with energy, and I think I need more time because you know, without a roadmap, you get lost. And I think I don't have a destination or yeah. even for my next step. I don't know where I'm going because I've been so bogged down with feeling so, you know, the struggle just to get well and starting to get well and then having a big bump in the road. And then my whole system gets activated in that same trauma response. Yeah. So I don't, then I start from scratch again. Okay. Like, I just want to get this handled. And then.
Okay. Yeah. I hear you. And what comes out from you when I hear you is, so the bumps in the road have to do with the fact that you don't know where the hell you're going.
Exactly.
And so if you get, you know, in the car and you just start driving, like, there's nowhere you're going to get to. And sometimes you end up turning back around. And, you know, those bumps, like maybe you're going along, but, well, we don't know where we're going. Well, which way should we go? That's the bump, right? So I'm going to help you to create that vision. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. So you said you want to wake up with normal blood pressure and energy. Now, if you had more energy and your blood pressure was normal, what would you want to do that day? We're just talking one day.
In a perfect world, I would live in a co-housing community in a tribe where we grew our own food, kind of like Findhorn, where I once lived, but in a warmer location, maybe Greece or southern Italy or some place like that.
Okay.
And I would, you know, do what people did back then. We raised our food, we met at the piazza, and I love my work with Helen, my 92-year-old friend. I would engage, you know, the younger community and the older community. I'd just be part of a system of life and nature.
Wow. For somebody who doesn't have a vision, that was sure a very beautiful vision. Yeah. Yeah. So what's wrong with that vision as your vision?
Oh, I don't think that's possible. And yeah. Everywhere there's 5G. I'm afraid of this. If I go in the ocean, I might get a stingray bite again. I might, you know, and I could drown. And I mean, there's like all these, you know, and the Wi-Fi all over the place. And then this, you know, cancer in the soil here. And oh my God, you know, so that's the current reality or the, how I've been, you know, that's, and yeah. Can I really go live in a foreign country? And what about my dogs? And oh my God.
All those things, all the reality. So you're not able to see that because you're stuck in what is. And I see that Krishya was like totally relating to this, right? You're stuck here and you're trying to like look at that and you go, well, that's not real. I can't go there. But what if you lived in a world where you could?
Yes. I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Okay. Let's play pretend. Like when we were little kids, right? And this is something, it's called a new belief. You have limiting beliefs. You just listed a whole slew of limiting beliefs, right? That are holding you back. And what are beliefs?
They're little entities of conditioning, I think.
Thank you. Little entities of conditioning, right? Belief, right? It's just something that you take on. And they're not necessarily based in reality. And when we were kids, we just made believe. What does make believe mean? Right? We pretend that this is this way. And even if your current brain and your current reality says, oh, that's not possible. What if you just dreamed it every day and you lived in it? Make believe. Like, I'm the fairy princess and you're the king and we're going to go live in the forest and we're going to live happily ever after like we did when we were kids, and nobody stopped us from doing that. And sometimes they start to believe it. And they're like, no, my name is not Susie. My name is Prince Elena. Don't call me Susie anymore. You know, let's see you get into that. Let's pretend that something happens over the next 5 years, 10 years, 15, whatever number of years. You don't even have to put a number on it. But something shifts, like this global consciousness that we're all working on. Like, we want a healthy world. We want this. What if we actually were able to make a difference? And the 5G's gone and we can go out there. And what if you just pretended?
That'd be so much softer. You know, right away I can feel that, like, as Byron Katie said, you know, that how would you feel if you believed that thought, you know? I'd feel a lot better.
You'd feel a lot better. And who's stopping you from believing it? The Byron Katie just does another thing too. She says, okay, right, just let it go right now. I forget what exact words she used, but it's like, okay, just drop it right now. It's as easy as that. And that Deborah Wayne did that during one of our things. Yeah. She's okay. Drop it. How hard was that? Yeah. You can drop it because it's not real. It's not made of matter that, you know, you have to like, this is round, this is round, this is round, like, it's not round, and there's nothing I can do with my hands right now that's going to make it round, right? This is just energy floating in your head. That's what thoughts are, right? And you get to change it because you know you get to change it, because as soon as you start thinking something different, you feel something different. You know you can just say, I'm going to pretend this, or I'm going to look at that, or you can drop what you're doing working on you because this friend over here needs you now, and so you shift gears like that. You shift gears on a dime already. It's not a new technique. It's not a new skill you have to develop. You already know how to do it. Right? You just have to be willing. Yeah, and see the value. I don't care whether, I don't know, maybe someday I will live in the beach house like that and have, you know, everybody serving me and everything's easy. Maybe that someday that will go true. I'm going to choose to believe that it will. It may seem really odd and unusual and weird and, yeah, wanting to have a farm in the back of my home on the beach so I can have my own food, right? Like when I want, and then the mountains across the way, like, is there really a place like this? I don't know. And I don't care. But when I'm feeling like a little overwhelmed or whatever, I just go there. And I feel so good. And the more I visit there, the more I get my brain to take me there, the better my body feels. Right? I could have looked at my body and, you know, and I was falling apart in my 20s and see, well, there's no old people in my family. I'm going to be dead by the time I'm 50 if it's like anybody else. Or I could say, no, I'm going to make a different reality. Right? Everybody in my family's been poor. Nobody's had, you know, a nice house. Nobody's made what they wanted in life. They just settled for what they were given. What if I wanted to be different? I want that to be different for me. I envisioned standing on stages and speaking before hundreds of people. Like, really? Like, I did that when I was a little kid and I was in front of the mirror. Now I do it. Right? And it's okay if not everything you dream about and envision comes true. It's okay. Because even if it just lives in here, the shift in the biochemistry that it makes, makes everything better. And I don't care if you come 90% or 110%. You came the distance. You did the work. And wow. Amazing. You are amazing. And yeah, you've got a mind that goes like a mile a minute and thinks of all the, oh, thank you, inner critic. Thank you for protecting me. And right now I'm going to live in my bubble and believe in this place. At the south of Spain or Barcelona or wherever, or Greece. I don't know where it is. I don't really care where it is. It's in one of those blue zone areas where people are healthy and they live to be 110. So who cares if they have Wi-Fi every now and then? They're still living to be 110. Right? Let's just let it go. You have your vision. If you have to play this back, it was like 4:30. It was like at about 20, an hour, 20 minutes
in. I noted that. Yeah, I will.
And you can listen to your words and transcribe them. And you're so artistic. Created on a piece of, you know, beautiful fabric or paint color, whatever whatever calls to you so that you look at it. You know, yeah, that's where I'm going. First thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Before you get out of bed, before you take your freaking blood pressure. Just read it and go there. Then you can take your blood pressure. Okay. You see? Because we focus on these things. And I have this mixed feelings about taking our blood sugar. But I know how important it is to do that because it gives people the freedom. But some people say, don't you think getting people obsessed about their blood sugar is going to make them have bad blood sugar? I'm like, yeah, you know, it depends. Mm-hmm. Right? For some people, it might. And I say, no, don't do it. Right? But follow these rules. Don't go eat M&Ms and just live in the dark and stick your head in the sand and think your blood sugar is not going to go up. Same thing, but just like start your day, end your day with that vision. What it's going to be like. Who's going to be there? Your dogs, your cats, they'll all be with you. Don't worry about where they are. You have them in there in a worry thing, in a worry cycle there. So they're with you. All the people you love are with you. You're not leaving anybody behind. It's all there with you. Does that make sense?
Great. Thank you. I didn't know I had a vision. That's like awesome.
Pretty great vision, let me tell you. Super. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Gail, do you want to go? You want to go to Paula first? Unmute yourself.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. Thank you.
So I was sort of discombobulated when I first came on. I'm listening now, and so I guess I'm supposed to say my vision about future.
Yeah, what's your that idyllic perfect place that you vision being in? Real, not real. I mean, you could be living in a land with just animals surrounded by, you know, monkeys and giraffes. I don't care what it is, it's real or not.
Well, I'm really happy. I don't have to have like a special place to live. I'm really happy so long as I've got my friends and my husband and my dog, and I have those. I was trying to think if I woke up some morning and I just had like excellent, when I wake up some morning and have excellent health, I'll be happy. And I am happy. I just think it'd be nice to be able to play with my friends, actually do more, go horse riding, just do more physical things.
You're on the right track there. Do more is very vague. Horseback riding is very specific. What else would you do?
I would do art classes.
Mm.
I would volunteer, not a lot, but some, to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very lucky in that. I'm very lucky with food that I have. I have Whole Foods special organic food. I mean, at least I've got that, and that makes me happy. Yeah. So I don't like my overwhelm, and I need to. I guess I can see that I can change things.
Say more about that. You feel like you can change things.
I feel like I feel, you know, to people have been saying mindfulness, and I really don't know the exact definition of that, but that's for what I think it is. I think that's the way I would like to be more, or that way I'm going to be more.
Yeah. I like how you keep changing your speech. It's really very empowering. Yeah.
Yeah,
is it okay if I repeat back what I heard as this vision for you?
Sure, I'd love that.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you wake up in the morning and doesn't much matter where you are. You wake up in the morning, you're feeling great. Your friends, your husband, your animals are in your vicinity. They're in your life. And you feel energetic. You feel healthy. You choose what you're going to do. Some days you're going to go volunteering, and other days you're going to go horseback riding, and sometimes you're going to take art classes, and, you know, sometimes you're going to just go play with your friends and hang out, and you're feeling calm. You're feeling very, it's ease, it's flow, right? There's not overwhelm. There's just this ease, and there's this flow, and you're mindful. You're present. Mindfulness is that act of being present with your breath, with yourself, with your body, with your surroundings. And that's what your vision is. That's what I heard.
Yeah, that sounds pretty right. Yes, thank
okay,
you.
Good. So I'm going to ask you to go back to 4:38, like I'm an hour and 38 minutes into this video, into this recording, and just play those words back and write it in a way that really resonates that's with fine. You.
Oh, okay.
She'll show you how to do that. She's got Miss Technology Queen over there.
I'm so lucky, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so you're there, and you can take those words and you can enhance on them. You can embellish them. You can rearrange them, and then do the same thing with, you said art classes. So you like to be creative. Get some pretty construction paper. I remember buying it. I don't know, Michael's or one of those art supply stores, this stack, it's about this high, and it's all these papers about, you know, this big, But they all have different decorations on them. So if you don't want to decorate your own, you can have all these pretty little, you know, some are floral, some are geometric, whatever. And just, you can do that, or you can paint something, or you can, you know, just buy something that's that way, or just slap some watercolor on some paper that looks pretty, whatever it is, and then put this vision on it. And then you can laminate it. And then it won't get all kinky. And you can just have that, and you'll read it when you first wake up. And you read it before you go to sleep. And you read it whenever you start to feel this overwhelm. Because when you feel overwhelmed, it means you're not present. You're not in real time. You're in your head. You're in the past, you're in the future. Usually both. Worried about the past, worried about the future. Be present. That's what mindfulness is about. Being present in the moment, to your breath, to your surroundings. And so when you start to feel yourself go into overwhelm, you pick up your card and you read it.
Right? That sounds like a wonderful idea.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Oh,
thank you. It doesn't have to be some, like, some people say that I don't have this vision of me being in this fancy car and this fancy job and this fancy place. It's what you're striving for is the feeling, right? That feeling. And it sounds like the feeling you're getting in that is, you're vibrant, you're alive, you're free to choose to do whatever you want to do that day. And yes, you're surrounded by good food and, you know, good company. Yeah?
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Paula.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, I was going to pass, but Debbie inspired me. She mentioned that, yes. So first on my vision right now is to feel comfortable sharing in front of groups. Right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk about a year ago when I joined Sweet Spot last year, and I had Tony St. Clair for my coach, and we went through this, and Tony is, you know, fabulous in so many ways, especially inspiring and so validating. What she told me in terms of doing a vision was, you know, this was all about imagination, not like you were talking about earlier, not about so much what your current circumstances are, but imagining where you want to be. And she said, you know, our thoughts are energy. And so when you put that out there, she said, the universe is going to beat itself up, helping you get to where you want to be.
That's right.
And it took me, I don't know how long, a couple weeks probably of agonizing, you know, to get something written down. And a couple of the things that were in that vision, and it was a 5-year vision at that time. And a couple of those things happened before the end of last year.
Wow.
And a couple of those were things that, when I was writing them down, it was like, oh, yeah, right, you know. But I get it. And this goes back to faith and believing.
Yes.
Believing and letting go of the limiting beliefs.
Yes.
Which, you know, I certainly am good at that. But so anyway, yes. So a huge part of my vision is to have the health that gives me the freedom to be doing, being as active physically as I would like to be, so that I can do things with my grandsons who are extremely physically active. Yeah. instead of sitting on the sidelines watching, you know, the games, musically, I can participate with those things with them. But so that's a piece of it is being able to have the physical capability to do activities. So one of the things that I put out there as a 5-year vision was to be able to, was to be dancing again.
Love it.
To be traveling. One of my dreams is to go to Cornwall in England.
Yeah.
And my dream of doing that started many, many years ago before I even realized that after my brother started doing genetic or ancestry, that a lot of our family came from there. So it was,
they were drawn to it.
Yeah, this is obviously a heart and a spirit sort of thing to be drawn to that. And to also travel to Greece, that's another place I would really like to have been able to go to. So those are big part of my vision, but also to be doing volunteer work, making a difference, which I am doing, right now. But I don't know whether I would be doing the same thing, but.
Or something else.
Yeah. Feeling like I'm making a difference,
mm-hmm.
particularly with children or young people. That's what I'm doing right now. But
I love that. I love that you have all these things in there. And I'm real curious if you're willing to share which of the pieces that you set as your 5-year vision actually have come to fruition.
Well, they were health things, actually. One of them was reversing eliminating sleep apnea. And I really didn't think that was possible, but that came about as a result of dropping enough weight that took care of whatever my particular root cause of my apnea was. But when I was doing my vision last year, I was so discouraged about losing weight that I didn't really use that as a goal, because I had been trying to lose weight for so many years and I really had given up on that. So I focused on other things, really.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the weight started coming off, you know, and as a result of that, the sleep apnea went away. And so getting to a healthier weight was a part of that vision, but I didn't put a certain number of pounds on it. You know, I didn't say, okay, I want to be at this weight by this particular time. I never did that. I never put that as a goal. It just kept coming off gradually.
And focused on other things that probably were root causes of the weight not going away.
And my health improved in terms of liver health. I reversed a lot of the fatty liver. So that was another huge.
That's awesome.
Piece.
And your stuff is not so far-fetched that you can't be easily seeing this happening in your 5 years. Right. There's not like me having my own house in an island and all that. And yeah. Yeah. So I think that, like you said, energy, thoughts are energy, right? Thoughts are energy. And when we focus it in that direction of, the universe, like what Tony said to you, the universe will do everything in its power to get you to where you want to go. But if where you keep your thoughts focused are on where you are, or, you know, the gloom and doom of where you could be if the roof comes crashing in, and if whatever, that's what the universe thinks you want. And that's what it's giving you more of.
Right.
Whenever you find yourself dwelling on what is, shift those thoughts. And I use the word universe lightly, whatever your spiritual, you know, beliefs are. It could be Jesus, it could be God, it could be Allah, it could be, you know, whatever your belief is, that it's orchestrating, because your thoughts are focused on a specific thing. And so they think that that's what we want. You want more chaos in your life. Okay, I'll give it to you. You know, just so focus on where you're going and drop it when you catch yourself in those looping patterns. those looping patterns. So thank you for sharing that. Everybody's shared something that has really, I think, contributed to the whole conversation and just really made it very rich and beautiful. So thank you very much. I know Sandra looks like she's still busy at work, so she's going to join us in a later, I guess, at 5 o'clock, whenever her work ends. Lynn, did you want to share anything before? Wait, Claudia.
Actually, I can. I'm still at work, but I can talk.
Okay. Now. Okay, go ahead, and then we'll go, Claudia.
After Claudia, maybe.
Really quick, I've got to leave right now. I have to take my daughters to the airport, so.
Okay,
I posted in the chat my vision, so.
Okay.
Sorry.
You have time to just say it out loud for 30 seconds?
No, I'm going to be back, so I don't know how long the call is.
Okay, we'll check in again when you come back.
Yeah. I'm going to be back. Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Right.
Thank you, Claudia.
So I can read it. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Find it.
Yes.
This is such a great call, but I have to leave soon to take my daughters to the airport. They're leaving to Germany today, and I'm flying out on Monday. My vision is similar to Krisha and Rita Marie's. I want to live in nature, green, with a view of the ocean, but from higher up, with a veggie and zen garden and flower garden, and there's a retreat center that I co-own with a community of friends, and we all collaborate and teach health-related topics from nutrition, yoga, eyesight improvement. There's also an archery range. I've been wanting to do that ever since reading Zen and the Art of Archery when I was 19.
It's beautiful, right? Very specific, very specific. I love the collaboration part too. I love the part of co-owning and sharing all the different skill sets that everybody has. I love that. I love that. Maybe we can do it together. Only I'll have my house on the bottom, right, not next to the ocean, and you can have yours up above. Ah, it's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So Sandra, if you're ready, go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to start with my three top things that I didn't say before.
Yes.
All right. So I see this as a garden. So my top thing is to weed and till the earth, to remove everything that is stagnant and it's not working. So then I can replenish and regrow. So those are my three priorities.
Wow. It's so, it's beautiful and it's so altruistic. It's just so all of us benefit from you achieving your values. That's beautiful.
All right. Thank you. So my vision is, or was when I thought about it, I wake up every day well-rested. Me and my body are ready to enjoy the day and go to places on new adventures, whether it's in nature, where my new house is, where I live, close to really beautiful places where I can go with Alan and explore and be outside. Mm. And with a beautiful studio that has very nice windows to the outside, where I can see while I work and have fun.
Mm.
I'm close to people that are like-minded, and we can share things and have some fun.
It's beautiful. It's very beautiful. And it encompasses the physical, but it also encompasses the emotions that you want to be feeling, and that whole altruistic, that I love that first one about weeding and tilling to remove everything stagnant and not working. I love that. It's very beautiful, very poetic.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So we'll let Lynn share and then we'll go take a break so we can all pee and drink and bounce on the rebounder, whatever else it is you want to do.
And I'll be quick.
Okay.
So I do want to say one thing that I'm getting from here is this idea: I don't have to do everything all by myself, and that's an important thing for me to recognize. So I want to thank you all for that. But my vision is I wake up and I'm in kind of a forest with a meadow, and there is a stream nearby, but I'm in a cabin, and I wake up and I stretch and I have my cup of tea and I go stand out on the porch and just look around. I don't have anything to do other than what I'm supposed to do, and that's what I do. I just say, "Dear God, what is it that you want me to do today? This is our day together. This is the gift. Point me in the direction." And my day will be full of doing the work that I want to do in the ground, in the garden, because I have a deep need for that connection. Mm-hmm. And we do have some animals, but it's more just because they're part of the family. And lots of walks in nature and just lots of opportunities to be there for where I'm needed.
It's beautiful. There seems to be a big common theme about the earth and nature. There's a very common theme here.
Well, we've become so disconnected, and we're seeking her. Yeah.
Yeah. The earth and the water. For me, when I go on the sand and I just like to just sit there and play. I just sit there with play with the sand and move it in my hands. And yeah, it's just beautiful.
Yeah. I need mountains. I love where I'm living. The weather is really nice most of the time for me, but it's flat. And I need the strength that comes from mountains.
Yeah. So. I agree with that. That's why my vision is by the sea with mountains also. Like, Florida's lovely, but there's no mountains, right? There's spots in Hawaii where you've got the big mountains and you've got the ocean, and there's a lot of other areas I haven't explored. It's lovely. Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for sharing that. How did that feel to share that and to hear other people share it? Anybody want to just say, good? Yeah, not a waste of time? Good use of time? All right. So let's do this. Let's come back, take like 15 minutes, get some water, stretch, go outside if it's not too windy. It's windy and cold outside, so I'm not going out there, but I'll look out the window. And we'll come back in 15, so it's like 56. Let's come back at about, between 10 and 15 after 5, which whatever time zone you're in. And what we'll do is we'll just, everybody will have a time to do what they wanted. I'm going to finish looking at the roadmap and just give you some suggestions on how to keep going with this. And then I want to work on some obstacles, right? Because I'll show you on there, but just individually, are there particular obstacles that we want to work on, whether it's looking at a lab and saying, okay, here's a direction to go in, or whatever it is for you. Okay. All right, guys, we'll see you in a bit. I'm going to stop the recording.